You assured me that you guys are in startup mode.
Yes.
But there we charge between 4 to 5 million as just professional fees.
Mm.
So if that's in your budget, great. If it's not, I'm open to hear what your budget is.
Okay. Given the fact that we are a startup,
yeah,
I would be going overboard if I promise that we can raise such an amount of money.
Yeah,
we're a startup, but also we want to be a professional startup, not just a street company.
Yeah.
Hence, the reason as why we are seeking for your services.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah. So, okay. What would the first package entail?
So, the way it goes, Mr. Mwanje, is once we've agreed on the terms, terms meaning the budget and the dates, meaning it's you want them open, and we've agreed on the amounts, I sit down with you to, I spend a bit more time, not like now.
Yes.
You either face or online, and then, okay, what are the issues? What are the challenges? What skills do they need? What are the attitudes? Where I am big is actually attitudes.
Yes. So,
it's very easy. But changing the mindset, the attitude, that's where I believe I shine. That's where, that's one of the reasons I believe I've stayed, one of the reasons I've stayed in the market. Okay. Then I ask you, what are the attitudes and mindsets that are holding these people back? Because you see, people have the right mindset. Then customer service is very easy. It's just mindset and attitude issue.
Yeah.
And based on that, we, in the program, after talking to you, we call it a needs assessment. I send you a document, you respond. If I need clarity, we clarify, then we develop a program. But right now, I can't say, oh, it is this, it's that. They, they have a general use in terms of what we usually do, but we customize things based on the needs of what a customer is. What I guarantee you is we always deliver, at least. And again, I've been in business for over, for 22 years now, just to be precise. And customer service is one of the subjects that I've been talking about since then.
Yeah, so I do so believe the person that referred us to you must be trusting you with their last bone.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So you said, okay, what would be the last, before we go to our needs and what we would want based on what the company does, the kind of customers that, you know, our employees or might be facing.
Yeah.
What would be your favorites?
My recommendation is give me a counter offer, because it's not fair that I tell you my rent, then I counter myself, I negotiate with myself, I haven't heard from you. So I believe what's fair is I've told you what we typically charge, and at the same time, I'll say, given David's briefing, be fair to this, I mean, be flexible with these guys, in startup mode. I said, look, I am going to be flexible. Just tell me what's your budget. And once you tell me your budget, I'll be able to advise and say that one, yes, or how about you add this? Yeah. So what's your budget, sir?
So
2 days training. I would recommend 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah, so I've told you per day we charge between 4 to 5 million, depending on the venue. When I say venue, if it's very far, then there we are factored in fuel and stuff. If it's around Kampala, $4 million is fine. If it's out like Jinja, then we usually charge it like $5 million. So now you tell me what's your affordable budget.
Okay, based off what you've just told me, I'm going to have a discussion with the team.
Yeah.
Then I believe I'll be getting back to you with the decision going forward.
Okay.
Yeah, based on the rate that you've given me, then I'll be reverting with how much we can afford.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
So, meaning I should expect your call tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Fantastic day working on that ministry.
All right. You too, sir.
So you are the business owner.
In.